Hey guys, welcome back. What's up? This is Dave. Let me take a little sip of water. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Apologize. What an intro. So, again, this is Dave, and I'm going to be doing a solo review on The Wolfman, which came out in 2010. It is a remake of the 1941 film titled, with the same title, The Wolfman. And the 1941 film got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is fantastic. That's amazing. It does deserve that because it is like an all-time classic and, you know, an important piece of cinema history, in my opinion. But it's crazy that such an old black and white classic film got such a high rating. So there's hope in the world still. Like people still know what's up with like movies, like what's good. So. But yeah, the original was directed by George Wagner and it stars Claude Rains and Warren William. The 2010 reboot or remake, I should say, it got a 34% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a shame, and a 5.8 on IMDb. And I saw this movie a few times. I could understand why it got a 34% because The version I came out in the theater was super watered down. Like it was like, I believe PG-13 and it held back quite a bit and it really killed the vibe of the movie. But the second showing, watching it again, I saw the unrated version, which is 10 times better. It's like a totally different film. The premise for the 2010 remake goes like this. Upon his return to his ancestral homeland, an American man is bitten and subsequently cursed by a werewolf. Pretty standard for a werewolf movie. It's directed by Joe Johnston and it stars Benicio del Toro, which is one of my favorite actors, Anthony Hopkins, absolute legend, Emily Blunt, she's pretty good and hot, and Hugo Weaving, great actor as well. I'm just going to go down a list of like what I enjoyed about the movie. So the gore, I'm big on rated R movies. I'm big on pulling no punches. You know, don't be afraid to just go all out and show it all. You know, I hate movies that are watered down and just basically like they pussy out, you know, to be frank. And, studios do this to get a bigger, to generate more money at the box office. Like their frame of thinking is, you know, you lower the rating, it'll draw in a bigger audience and it'll be more money at the box office. But sometimes that fires back at them in a bad way. Because when you take something that's meant to be rated R, let's say like a horror movie, and you water it down, it really, really hurts the film. They're better off like going all the way with it, not being afraid, pulling no punches, and just showing the movie in all its rated R glory. And in the long run, it's gonna pay off. So yeah, the gore in the movie, totally appreciated it. The first time I saw it, it really wasn't there. It was suggested gore. They showed little things here and there, but the unrated version, fantastic. Like they showed people getting their faces damn near swiped off, limbs coming off, intestines being ripped out. Like it was fun. What else I liked about the movie? excuse me. I like the feel of it. They try to capture the old school vibe of the original film, the black and white film. Some of the scenes were like visually stunning. There's really cool, iconic scenes, like the Wolfman running on the rooftops and like howling at the moon. Cool vibe, like with the mist and stuff and the woods and the full moon. It looked really cool. And I like that they try to capture the old vibe of the old movie. What else I liked? I like the movements and the design of the werewolf. His legs didn't look like a normal man's. Like, it didn't look like a dude in a wolf suit, but it was weird. They kind of made like a hybrid werewolf. Like, his legs looked, the joints were like that of like a wolf, like the lower portion, but his upper body looked more like a regular guy that was just like jacked. like jacked hairy with giant hands and claws. And, they try to keep that old school man in a costume look, but not really. And I do appreciate what they did. I know some people hated it because they're like, oh, it looks so stupid. It doesn't look like a believable werewolf, but I mean, that's the point. They try to like pay homage to the original black and white and just do like a dude like in a ripped button shirt, you know, with like dress pants and, that kind of like look to it. And, I personally appreciated it and I thought it was fun. and again, like I said, they just wanted to recreate that feel. And I think they did in a fun way. Benicio del Toro always does well in films. I think he's like really underrated. He's one of my favorite actors. He has a certain swag and style about him. I just really like Benicio del Toro. One of his more recent movies that he did amazing in was Sicario. Sicario is a movie based on like, drug cartels and, it's like an action crime drama in a way. It also stars Emily Blunt. And, that's a freaking awesome movie. I highly recommend Sicario. But, Benicio did great in this movie. Hugo Weaving's a fantastic actor. Loved him as, Agent Smith in The Matrix. I just think he's a really good actor. He did great. Anthony Hopkins, he always delivers, man. Come on. It's Anthony freaking Hopkins. The man always delivers in every single film. Emily Blunt did well for her role. She didn't have like the biggest role. She was like basically, the main character, Benicio del Toro's love interest in the film. And, she did okay. I think she's a pretty decent actor. She's coming along. She's like up and coming. And, she did great in Sicario. And I liked her in, Edge of Tomorrow. She was a badass in that movie. Now on to the bad in the film. it kind of was like unfortunate. One of the main bad aspects of this movie was the effects. They look like rubbery at times. At other times, they look fine. Benicio's transformation in particular looked like a little cheesy and rubbery, which is a damn shame. Because, like, you know, this movie came out in 2010, and the state of CGI right now is way more advanced than 2010. So I don't know if it was a case of maybe they could have done a little better with the CGI and they didn't have the budget in 2010, or maybe the technology wasn't there. But the technology right now and with what they're doing with film, CGI looks amazing. Especially like, for example, in Civil War, Captain America, the third movie, there's a scene where Robert Downey Jr. he's young and it's absolutely amazing what they did. It was totally believable. It didn't look like CGI. It just looked like a young Robert Downey Jr. It was nuts. They kind of took what they did with Tron Legacy with Jeff Bridges, I believe is his name, because he kind of looked young in that film for certain segments. And it looked good, but it wasn't there yet. But in Civil War, they freaking nailed it. And if they had that CGI technology and those effects for the Wolfman, it would have been absolutely epic. And it's a shame because his transformation, you know, it looked kind of shitty, like at some points. I mean, it looked acceptable, like you weren't totally taken out of the movie, but they also didn't look that good. And his transformation is like kind of like an attraction of the movie. You know, it's a crucial big part of the film. Watching, you know, you're waiting for that, for the character to change into a werewolf and how they're going to deliver that and how it looks. And, you know, they kind of dropped the ball and it's a shame that they did, but it's all right. I mean, I still enjoyed the movie. the best transformation scene for like a werewolf movie to date, in my opinion, and this is my favorite werewolf movie, and I'm going to drop a recommendation for you guys. It's American Werewolf in London. That movie it's fantastic for a werewolf movie. To me, it's the best werewolf movie. It's still the scariest looking werewolf on film to date. That werewolf is scary as shit. Like just the awesome design. It had like a giant mane to it, kind of with like some gray mixed in, if I remember. It just was like a super intimidating, scary looking werewolf. And his transformation in that movie was painful. It was painful to watch. and it was pretty horrific. And, you know, back then they used practical effects, and practical effects definitely have a place in film. I like when they balance practical with CGI, but you have to do like just the right amount of CGI to add to the practical, and you just nail it. Like, some movies get it right and some movies fail, but back then they didn't have CGI, so it was like all practical. So, but the movie has fantastic practical effects. I mean, you can argue and say, yeah, they look kind of rubbery and dated, but, personally, I think it was the greatest transformation, to date on screen for a werewolf. And that's my favorite werewolf movie. If you guys haven't seen American Werewolf in London, shame on you. Go red box it, rent it, whatever you need to do if you're into werewolves. What else is bad about the movie? The story. The story was okay for a werewolf film. Pretty run of the mill, pretty standard. You know, guy gets bit, falls for a chick. He has inner torture about what he's become, yada, yada. I mean, that's a pretty standard werewolf premise. You know, I'm not going to go too hard on that. To wrap this short review up, like with no spoilers, I'm going to give The Wolfman 2010. I'm going to give it, for what it is, a popcorn horror film that pays homage to the original. I'm going to give it a B for the unrated version. I 100% agree with the 34% on Rotten Tomatoes for the PG-13 version. It sucked ass. But the unrated version, it's a lot better. It's in my personal opinion. And for the movie, for what it is, a popcorn horror film, I think it deserves a B in my view. But anyway, guys, that's my review for The Wolfman 2010. I hope you guys liked the review. I hope I steered you in the right direction. Check it out if you like werewolf movies. Thank you for the plays and the subscriptions, for the downloads. Please subscribe on iTunes if you enjoy the podcast. Please rate us. We're really big on feedback, and it helps us out quite a bit. We have a Twitter page. We have a Facebook page. And we always post on those, you know, with up to date, you know, news and just fun stuff. But anyway, guys, that's my review again. Take care until next time. Later.